And start to just breathe gently and softly, feeling yourself more and more in your body, in the whole of your body. And let your breath take you into your heart. So breathe in through your nose, but down into your heart. And exhale as if your nose was in your heart. So nice big breath in. Exhaling softly and gently through your heart. Giving yourself this softness, this receptivity that comes when you focus on your breath and on your heart. And feel the room around you like big arms of spirit holding you gently, supporting you, thanking you for taking these steps to be here today, the steps of your spiritual life that bring you more and more each step you take on the winding journey. Feeling that support in your heart, feeling those arms around you, the honoring of Kryon, the honoring of humanity by Kryon. Here together as one family, held in the beautiful arms of spirit.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Did you feel it when you walked in? The room here welcomed you. The university is aptly named Delphi. Place of knowledge, a place of wisdom. A center where enlightenment can actually be exposed, studied, worked with, practiced. One of the few places on the planet with the curriculum that would even include that which is channeling. And you sit in the crux of a temple built expressly for wise thought. And I want you to sit here for a moment and feel it. The main ingredient here is wood. It comes from the earth, it is porous, it speaks of Gaia. Most of what is on the walls living has lived. And that's important. Even in front of me are those crystals, when you've talked about that before, the benevolent energy, what I would call broadcast. All designed so that when you walk in, if you're sensitive, when you walk in, and you allow it, when you walk in, it knows you. If you've never been here before, it knows you. The metaphysical principles that we have spoken of ever since I arrived with my partner 26 years ago say that there is an alliance, a confluence of every single human being with the creative source. It is your free will to allow the strings to attach or not, but they want to. And if you could draw a diagram, you would see that every single human is hooked to every single human, is hooked to the creative source, is hooked to Gaia. When you walk into this place as a stranger, you're not a stranger. Metaphysically, if you will allow yourself to expand on that, the other humans in the room who you never met are hooked to you. You might even say there could be a beautiful spiritual silver cord that connects all of you with spirit. And the family is complete every single time you sit down. You're in a society as singular human beings and you don't know each other. You know a few. And yet we have also given you some lessons that say there are no accidents where you incarnate and when, who you meet along the path when you say yes to coming to a place. What if there's someone here you're supposed to meet who may have an answer or may have a puzzle that you can answer? Are you willing and able to meet them? Can you look past the social protocol of what is proper or improper, or who you say hello to, or who you meet, or who you hug? And for a moment, suspend it all and say, hello, old friend. And the beauty of this, behind the scenes, dear ones, the beauty of this is that the old soul is forever. You know each other not just from here, dear ones. Do you know how many other planets you've been on and done this? That is what you do. And it's all completely hidden from you this lifetime, as it should be, for free choice. We've said it before. If this were common knowledge, if you could see it blatantly, we might as well just turn on the lights and everybody goes home. There has to be something hidden for free choice for you to open it up or not. That's free choice. That's duality. The reasoning for it, the spiritual logic for it, is so that it's your choice while you're on earth to join the family or not. The transition between life and death and life and death is a beautiful one. This very day, a question to my partner was, why don't you talk about it? And my partner said, well, Kryon doesn't usually talk about that. Well, I am now, because I want you to hear it. I want to go on record right now for you to hear it. Intuitively, even the most enlightened old soul really doesn't know what happens when they close their eyes for the last time. You hope. It's your truth, and you've hung on to it and hanged your hat there. It's okay to die. I've told you, more than okay, it's the process. It's the process that the old soul uses to spread wisdom on this planet. You come back wiser than when you left. It's like going to school, graduating and coming back the next year. It's absolutely common. The issue, dear ones, is you don't live long enough, and that is going to change. But what happens when you die? I want to cover this right now just for a brief few moments. And the reason is so you can celebrate it. There's an intuition that most religions, belief systems, would have that would tell you that your trip to wherever you're going is going to take at least 3 days. There's the Jewish tradition, the Muslim tradition, all of these, the oldest ones on the planet. The indigenous will have it as well. We'll have a 3-day period either of mourning or that which you don't disturb the body or. There's rules and laws. The 3-day rule. And dear one, that comes from the intuition that that's how long it takes to recalibrate. from the corporeal human consciousness to the angelic presence that you are of God. They have made all manner of things out of it, depending upon who you believe or what the spiritual system. Some have said it's a difficult time. Some have said you go to a holding place where you go into anxiety. Some say that's when you're going to be judged. Some say it's a plateau that you stay there. Does that sound right? The creative source is what you're returning to. Let's call it the parent source. Let's call it the greatest love in the universe is where you're headed. And it's inside you even right now. The love of God is pure. You strive to find it, to connect with it all your life. And when you close your eyes for the last time, the corporealness of you is over, and there's an adjustment. And the 3 days that you have is where you learn to fly again. And you start remembering, and the light starts getting brighter, and the joy starts to return, and the creative source starts playing the music that you've missed. And in some ways, you weep with joy and remembrance, saying, I'm back home. There's no suffering. It's just the opposite. There's incredible joy and remembrance, a singing. You're not even concerned with those left behind because you know they're going to go through it with you soon enough. The bigger picture starts to come back to you, and then you're one with God. And yes, there are plans to come back and go through it because you wouldn't miss the graduation, dear ones. You're in the new energy. Enjoy it. We've talked about that before, but the transition is beautiful. And I want you to remember this. For those of you in this room who are concerned about yourselves, you're going to have a smile. Those who see you will say, that's odd. They don't usually smile when they die. They do if they know what's coming. And dear ones, for those of you who would stand by a loved one who's not there anymore, I dare you to put up your hand and celebrate the fact that they are still here in a different form and are celebrating the love of God with you. It's not what you think. The only sting in death is for those left behind who think that you're gone and you're not, because that is linear. And that's the veil that you have that keeps you from seeing the beauty of the system. This is the temple of wisdom. And that is why we ask you before we close to be a wise old soul. A wise old soul is one who will not buy into the bias or the fear that others have told them about, but rather they would use their own discernment and their own engine of choice to know what's real and what is not. It's the same engine you would know if this is real or not. That really is the crux, is it not? Is God inside? Have you let yourself believe that yet? There's a hand stretched out that is yours, called the higher self, waiting to shake hands with the corporeal self, if you'll allow it. It'll be there all your life. It won't knock on the door. It won't push. It won't make noise. It's simply waiting for you to open the door and come in. That's the beauty of the love of God. It allows the human to choose to take in the light or not. And that is the truth and the wisdom of the day. And so it is.